morning and welcome to Gone Outdoors. Kyle Agri and Scott Brewer of Brewer Agri Outdoors. We're here talking hunting, talking fishing, and talking anything you can do outdoors for the next hour on Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9 FM, and KWSN 1230, 98.1 FM out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and the mighty 790 KFGO Fargo 104.7 FM. Today's Gone Outdoors is brought to you by Ray Sport Marine, your local Lund Boats and Bennington Pontoon dealer in Moorhead. RaysMarineMoorhead.com. Adventure RV across from the fairgrounds in West Fargo, your number one RV dealer in the FM area. AdventureRVSales.com. Are you fishing for a snack or gas in Lakes Country? Lakeland General Store is your one-stop shop in the Lakes area at the junction of Highways 59 and 34 in Dunnville. Devil's Lake Tourism and Linex of Fargo. This is Linex Country, home of the adventurous. And folks, thank you for tuning in this morning. Thank you for joining us on another weekend of Outdoor Talk here on the award-winning Gone Outdoors. And truly, a special thanks and appreciation for all the folks who listen, all the folks who follow us along with our outdoor adventures and tune in each and every week, whether it be on the radio or on a podcast. We were, Scott, I mean, completely thrilled this past week when some of our KFGO colleagues headed down to the Midwest Broadcast Journalists Association conference down in Minneapolis, and they came away with KFGO 10 Eric Severide Awards for the incredible journalism and work that they do. And we were fortunate enough to be one of those recipients of that Eric Severide Award for Gone Outdoors.
We certainly were. This was, what, the third time that we've won this award in the last 5 years or so. We are very blessed to be able to get recognized for the work that we do every day, or every week, talking to you guys. And, you know, for us, it doesn't seem like work. We are just sharing our passion.
What we love to do.
And we're learning along the way, just like all of you are learning, learning from all of our guests, and we love doing it. So it certainly doesn't seem like work, but it's really, like I said, really a blessing to get recognized. And it's amazing what KFGO, how many awards they win throughout the entire country. And it's because they've been doing it for so long. They're very, very good at it. And that's why, one of the reasons why we're successful, a huge reason why we're
great
successful
mentors,
is because we've had some very, very good mentors. First one I'd like to throw a name out would be Jack Sunday. You know, Jack has been on the radio his entire life. He retired for a little bit. Now he's back again. He's given us some great advice, along with all the other people at KFGO, you know, whether it's Amy or JJ or Tyler Axness or all of them, Derek Hansen.
Derek and Joel and the whole crew.
Yes.
Paul Juergens.
We have learned so much about the radio gig, the radio business, podcasting, all that from all those guys. And they're the experts, which it's nice to see them get the recognition that they all deserve as well.
Absolutely. And again, a big thank you to all of our listeners. We wouldn't have that opportunity without them following along to Gone Outdoors, tuning in and listening to our passion for sharing the outdoors. And speaking of, Scott, you mentioned a couple of key words there that is a good transition into the next thing I wanted to mention. Experts, right? Experts in the field. And passion for the outdoors. And we're about 3 weeks away from Shiels Fargo Fish Fest. This is an event that you and I get the privilege of emceeing again this year. But we'll have plenty of time to get into the details of the event. I just want folks to know, hey, circle May 3rd and 4th, Friday and Saturday, on your calendar. However you do that, if it's on your phone or actually on your calendar where you circle it. But those are the dates for the Fargo Shiels Fish Fest. And from everything I've heard up to this point, Scott, it's going to be another awesome event.
Well, even before we hear stuff about what's going to go on, we know it's going to be an awesome event because we know how much work Shields goes into planning. We know how much they value their customers. We know that they're going to do everything they can to make sure everybody that walks in that door is going to be happy that they walked in the door. And if you've been to Fish Fest before or one of the Ice Fests, you'll know what we're talking about. If you've never been there, well, if you go this year, then you'll know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
So you definitely, if you're an angler and you have an opportunity to be in town that day, you should definitely go.
Mark your calendars. It's an appointment. It's something you do not want to miss. And hey, speaking of not wanting to miss, I missed out on something this spring, Scott, that you had the opportunity to be very successful at. Just other things in my life. My daughter and son-in-law had twins. We had stuff going on. I didn't tap any maple trees this spring, but you did. Tell us about the season and how it played out this year.
Well, but your trees did get tapped.
Yeah, although you didn't actually tap did. Them. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I don't have any maple trees on my property, but Kyle does. So since Kyle was unable to tap them, he graciously let me come and take care of his maple trees for about a month and a half. And it was good. I mean, the run was really, really, really weird this year. It started way early, and I didn't tap until, it was probably early March. Although a lot of people had tapped easily a month before that, if not a month and a half before that, which is unheard of. And then throughout March and into April, it was the sap would run, then it would freeze. Then it would run, then it would freeze. Then it would be too warm. Then it would be too cold. Then it would run again. And it just on again, off again for 2.5 months, a lot of people were tapping.
Extended opportunity, right?
Yes, yes. And it was really good. We collected quite a bit from town here. And then a good friend of mine, Dave Schaum, who we've had on the radio before, he had reached his goal, and he still had some sap out there, so he allowed me to come and help him close up pull all of his taps that he still had left, and then he gave me some sap in return, which got that all boiled down in the syrup. So I'd like to throw a shout-out to him and a shout-out to Andy Holt, because it wasn't for Andy Holt, we wouldn't be doing it to start with. We never would have got this passion. Andy has taught us so many various things, and maple syruping is just one of them.
Yeah, you know, if it's not for the guests on this show, Scott, there's a lot of things I would be very much in the dark on, and that's not any less true of today's guests. We have a great, great lineup on the show today. In fact, let's just take a look. We're going to be back here after our first segment is done with Jaden Jeck. He is a loon specialist with the Minnesota DNR. We're talking about the Loon Restoration Project here, which is very interesting. I am excited to hear what he has to say about that project, because any of us who've spent time in Lakes Country understand and connect with the call of the loon. A man who needs no introduction, Al Linder of Linder Media, is going to be joining us the second half of the program to preview the event tonight going on in Fargo at the Delta, the Valley Christian Leadership Association dinner featuring Al as the guest speaker. And we'll wrap up today with Marty Bednarz of Deep V Rigging. We're going to talk rigging boats, wiring, electronics, all the stuff that goes into it. It's that time of the year. We're getting our boats ready for the water if we haven't already. And Marty's going to share some really great tips on that. Folks, thanks for listening in. Thanks for joining us today. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more Gone Outdoors.